Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Dire Straits bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bev Flaxington is our guest. Beverly D. Flaxington is the name of the book, Make Your Shift, The Five Most Powerful Moves You Can Make to Get Where You Want to Go. Bev, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book, and congratulations. McGraw-Hill just put your new book, The Approach, The Shift Approach, The Five-Step Shift Approach, S-H-I-F-T, in their entrepreneurial textbook for students working on their entrepreneurial education. Congratulations.
Thank you. I was very excited about
I'm
that.
I'm giving you a standing ovation here.
Thank you.
That's really, really great. That's high cotton. You're doing great there with that, and I'm not the least bit surprised. I've had your book now since it came out, and obviously I have a high regard for it, and I'm not surprised. McGraw-Hill, they're not stupid people over there. They're pretty smart. So I'm glad you guys got together.
Thank you. Very exciting. You know as well as I do, Jimmy, you get entrepreneurs with these wonderful product ideas, but they don't know how to problem solve, and they don't know how to put the business together. So we're hoping this will help some of those young folks as they start to take on a new challenge.
So, folks, make your shift wherever books are sold, right, Bev? And it's your website as well. You can find it, the-collaborative.com.
Yes.
So check that out, folks. Bev Flaxington. Okay, one of the things I want you to talk to us about is some of the new ways you've been thinking about training. I've been around a long time, and I've seen training that works. I've seen training that doesn't work. We've talked a lot about training on the show. What do you think about what's going on these days?
Well, I think that it really is time to look at training with a new paradigm. I think in the old days, it was a little bit of what we might consider to be the kind of the cattle call. Everybody gather in this room. We're going to sit here for 2 days. Mm-hmm. We're going to learn what underneath it is a very good method. I don't think that any of the material is necessarily bad.
But in the meantime, it's death by PowerPoint.
And that's it, right? In the system in which we train people, to ask people to sit in a room for 2 days and not assess on the front end, who are these people? What do they know? What are their roles? And be able to align that training a little bit. It does go back to what we were just talking about with storytelling, right? As an adult, I want to learn things and understand things that matter to me. So you stick me in a room for 2 days and you don't make the connection for me about where I'm at and how this is really going to impact my day-to-day. It's just going to feel like wasted time to me, and quite frankly, it's a lot of wasted money for the company.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that when you bring a group of people together for training, if you don't know where each one of them is, you're starting off on the wrong foot. And I agree with you, but when you've just got so much time and you've kind of got to bring everybody together, what's the alternative? Have two different training sessions going on, one for people who are at this level and one for people who are at another level?
Well, I'll say one of the things that I do as a college professor, because I face this all the time, and I get classes that are, 75 to 100 people,
right.
So I have a lot of students. So what I'll do is I'll do a little short assessment. Where are they at? What do they want to learn? What do they know? And then I actually organize the room a little bit differently. So even minimally, Jim, you can sit them so that, if let's the sales training. I've got my front office people who are going out knocking on doors. I've got my support people, and then I've got my product people, say, behind the scenes. Minimally, I could divide up the room by those groups so that when I'm giving them exercises, at least they're sitting with people and talking to people who are having a bit of a similar experience. And maybe I'll modify the exercise, which is what I do a lot with my students, a little bit. This group works on this. This one works on that. So I think there's some nuances that we can add to it that are going to increase the learning opportunity, and what we're trying to bring about is behavioral change, so increase the chances for behavioral change.
Right. Well, I think that's very smart because here's one thing that we have a problem with. For small businesses, any kind of training is rough, is tough. It's small business owners are not good at training their people and having a training schedule, having a training regime, so to speak, or a training culture. They train their people on how to sell this product or that product, how to demonstrate this or that. They train them how to, you know, do the fundamentals of the business. But other training, anything beyond that is very difficult. So what advice do you have for them?
Well, I think that really training, it is a must. One of the ways that you can think about it is in maybe smaller bite-sized pieces. So that would be the other thing, you know, that we can look at that's a little bit different than the old model, which is to say, you know, let me give them a skill. One of the things we'll do sometimes if we're working with a small company and they can't afford either the money or the time to take people off whatever it is they're assigned to do, you can give them a skill. So let's say, you know, you teach them active listening. Well, then they can practice it a little bit. And as they have a weekly meeting, they can check in on it. You know, they don't need the outsider. They can do this as the team. Let's talk about it. What did you apply? What didn't you? So I think that that would be the other way to look at this is smaller bite-sized pieces, a skill that you're teaching people that's important for them to do their jobs more effectively, but then checking in. What's working? Mm-hmm. What's not? How are we applying this? Mm-hmm. Kind of making it a fabric of, you know, the day-to-day discussions.
Well said, Bev. Thanks for that great information. Will you come back soon? We've enjoyed having you here today.
Oh, gosh, Jim, I'll always come back. It's just a pleasure to work with you.
You too, Bev. Beverly D. Flaxington, ladies and gentlemen, Make Your Shift, the 5 most powerful moves you can make to get where you want to go. That's her new book. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.